The bill would have slapped a 1 cent per ounce tax on sodas, sport drinks, energy drinks, and sweet teas, with one goal being to discourage consumption. Assemblymember Bill Monick says there's a link to these drinks and health issues.
Science shows very clearly that the increased consumption in calories, particularly by young people, can be directly traced in large measure to increased consumption of sugary beverages.
Monick acknowledges he can't get the two-thirds vote needed to pass the tax in a highly polarized environment. Critics contend the bill would hurt beverage companies and insist that it's really up to kids and their parents to decide what to drink. In L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.